can't hear you, Nancy.
Oops, I'm sorry. I'm talking away. Chris, you have the floor if you would like to speak to this motion.
I'll speak briefly. I appreciate everybody's comments so far. I think there's a lot of concern that I share with regard to the reporting. It's probably the most frustrating aspect of dealing with Pacifica is that you don't find out what the situation is until 18 months past the time that the situation has happened. I'm sure it's frustrating to Maxi as well. Hopefully, that will, that's something, well, not hopefully, I mean, it's something that will really have to change for us to make any sort of strategic plan to improve the solvency of the organization. And I just hope that it is the highest level concern for everyone involved with that to get the books in order so that we can actually see what's going on. The unit reporting is especially weak with at least a couple of the stations, and it's not current with hardly any of the units, and it just makes it incredibly difficult for anybody to figure out what to do and how dire the situation is. So it's with a great deal of trepidation, and only the amount of hope that I can muster, given the absence of that the information that you know, I'm here to try and help as best as I can to organize and plan for the future.
Okay, thank you, Corey. Chris, I'm sorry. Next is Bill Crozier.
Okay, thank you. First I want to recognize, I know Maxi has a really tough job, and he's doing all, and what we really need is a full-time CFO. We don't have one. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is stuff that a CFO should be handling. I realize there's also a huge amount of years' worth of backlog that needs time to work out. But I'm really, really worried about the audits. You know, we were supposed to get the audits done by September. Then it was going to be November. This was last year. And now it's going to be March or April, and we're not hearing why. And the auditors have told us at least twice over the last 6 months that they had to stop work because they weren't getting information that they needed from the stations. And I'm still not clear what's being done about that, if anything. And I know it's hard. We have, you know, essentially almost no national office staff, and we got things going on over the place. But I'm glad the motion does say that this is in the, I believe, the fifth paragraph, that the first priority is to make sure the current financial reporting, including the 2017 audit, be completed as soon as possible. And so I think that's good, and I hope that you'll finish and allow Maxi to have the last word if he wants to come in on any of the other things we're saying also. But thank you.
Okay, thank you. Joseph Davis.
I'd say the NFC asked for fiscal procedures, passed a motion, sent to the PNB, and the PNB majority voted it down so they insulated us from actually getting good information. This motion, unfortunately, at this point, is just mostly political fluff, and it lacks fiscal information. But we have a major problem with finances in the foundation of the station-level corruption over is basically where the majority of the control is the PNB. We're getting beats to the stations are giving jobs for fraud, for political alliances, and spending on pet projects instead of prioritizing spending for the foundation's interest, paying off our debts and making sure that the network is viable. So this motion is just yet another political ploy. It's not going to help. We need full transparency in the foundation. We need to know what every employee is making, what every employee is doing, and where all our money is going. And the fact that it remains hidden is absolutely unacceptable. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Mansoor?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Two things. I think, number one, I want to say that none of this is against Maxi, as just several of us have said so. Number two, we really, PNB, ED, GMs, We really need to work on our communication so we don't have to second-guess each one of us to who's doing what. Number three, I think for those who have just, well, I shouldn't say it for those who have joined recently, but just a review of what has happened with our finance, it's been going downhill since 2012. And you cannot fix that with over 3 months or 4 months just because the paperwork are not there. We don't have the number of business managers still to conduct the business of the station, WPFW and WBAI, I believe, as of yet.
30 seconds.
Yeah, so the third item is that we need to understand a vision that we should have for Pacifica. So that way it cuts down on a lot of miscommunication. And then the fourth one, I think that we shall overcome all this stuff and paying back the loan and this and that, but we need to work together on this. Thank you, and I support the motion.
Okay. Great, thank you. Let's see, what do we got next here? Okay, that worked. I just got a, let's see, where's Tony? Tony, did you, wait a minute, are you on? Tony, I don't see Tony on. Tony Leon didn't speak to this yet. Tony, I don't see you on the stream. I think that you fell off and you haven't had a chance to talk yet. Muscula, I said I would get back to you.
Madam Chairman, may I speak? I haven't had a chance.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. I forgot.
Okay. May I go?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay. I'm in favor of the motion, and because I'm concerned with us understanding the where we are with our debts, our cash flow, what the state of our escrow account is. For example, cash flow, it's been commonplace for medical coverage payments to be made late, which means a 10% surcharge on an already expensive but important and critical item. I just want to remind people, because I got the floor, that KPFA gave over $1 million to stabilize us.
What happened? We lost you. Go ahead. Some gave us money to stabilize. What was that?
The loans and the money, because we without any of us objecting or making any noise, voted to sell our own property that we had put a good deal of effort into selling on raising money to make. On micromanaging, I think it is a major problem in Pacifica, and but the stuff that you referenced shareholders, and that's no accident. Pacifica is quite unique in that we're the singular corporate-free terrestrial radio in the United States, and we have a political situation which makes us have some pressures that we can't relinquish to people who, by their nature and by their job, have to look at finances. Anyway, I think we're doing a good job of trying to look at all of this. I'm positive about this, but I support this motion.
Okay, thank you. I got a text message that our audit chair is listening, and she would like to address us and speak on this. Is there any objection to that? If not, I can patch her in. Any objection to allowing Eileen Rosen to speak on this? Okay, I'll have her, I'll patch her in. Okay. Next, I said I would get back to Mosky Law about this. Also, I would like to speak on it, too. But let me try to patch Eileen in quickly here.
Does she also get 90 seconds?
Well, I think she's going to do... I'll see what she wants to... If it
okay.
will take her...
Just let me know.
Let me just see how long it will take her.
Nancy, we can't hear you or anybody, just in case you're there and talking.
Oops. Hello? Oh, shoot. I lost her. Sorry. She's... Hang on. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Eileen on the call. Mosky Law had a particular thing you wanted Eileen to address?
No, Well, you know, I'm really concerned about the Strategic Planning Committee and what they're doing. You know, I don't mean any backlash, hate. I don't mean any shade or hate on Alex and what he's trying to do, but we are, my prayer is that you don't take it personally. This is, we're trying to save our station, and I believe that that's one of the reasons why the Strategic Planning Committee was set up, to try to save our station. So I don't know whether or not we can include them in this motion, but we need to hear something from them as well. You know, we really do. So we've heard from the Audit Committee. We've heard from the finance. We need to hear from the Strategic Planning Committee as well, so that.
But you wanted to hear from. You wanted to hear something about the audits from Eileen.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
You wanted to hear something about the audits from Eileen.
Yes, I would like to hear what she has to say about what is going on with the audits. Because I hear, I'm hearing varying things from board members. So I'd like to hear from the chief.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm not sure I'm the chief, but I'm the chair. So it's been complicated, and overall, the impression I get is that people are trying to provide information, but there have been years of practices where when we had our own CFO, that the stations were accustomed to sending certain kinds of information to the national office. And then the national office, you know, crunched the numbers and put together the schedules to send to the auditors, who would then do the audit. But now that I understand people are being asked to provide information that they're not used to providing. So that's been one problem. Another problem is that in some stations, at least documentation for financial activity has not been preserved as well as we might have hoped, or as in an organized way. So you know, because there are different aspects of doing the audit. You need to provide the actual numbers, and that's one thing that I know NETA has been spending a lot of time on, which is getting the cash right. In other words, how much money does, where is the money, and how much is there, and who's got it, where is it, and then how much of it is committed to paying off liabilities, and how much is just there available for operating expenses. The documentation issue is what auditors are often very interested in, which is how do we know that this expense was actually approved, that it paid for the thing it says it is paying for, or that the income that, you know, comes in is being applied in the way the donor, according to donor wishes, things like that. So I think for 2017, we're not clear if we're going to get a lot of great documentation, because not all of it may be available or easily available. But the numbers have to be right. The cash part has to be right. And I know NETA has gone back and has had to redo bank reconciliations because the ones they got were just wrong, and then they have to find out why is it wrong, and where's the difference. So that has taken time. And I, you know, what I understand is that people being asked for this information haven't always known how to provide it, or they haven't understood exactly what they were being asked for. Now, the auditors have sent out their PBC list, which is just provided by clients. That's all it means. But it's a long list of things like all the board meeting minutes and the different schedules, which would include like vacation accruals. Are those numbers being kept up correctly? I personally don't know, because I'm not in Pacifica's numbers or accounts or files. So it's just taking a while to get it all together. And the impression I have is that they're really like charging through and trying to get it all cleaned up and really clear for 2017. I'm talking about the cash now, not about the documentation, so that when we get to 2018, we're going to move forward and we're going to be a lot more confident about the numbers that we do have. It's not something that happens overnight. So, you know, and I don't think anybody's slacking off on this, at least on the NETA side. And, you know, the auditors are just waiting to, you know, have this information flow into them. And once they get it, it's a pretty quick process for them to perform the audit. I don't know if that helps or if that answers the questions you're asking right now.
That's very helpful. Very helpful.
Good.
And I apologize, everyone. I asked if there was any objections to having Eileen on, and I forgot I had everybody muted. So
I wondered there was.
Thank you for not objecting. I'm very sorry. I have to figure out a better way to unmute everybody. Okay. Thank you, Eileen.
Is there anything else anybody would like me to address? Or
I'm going to open the phone. I'm going to open everybody up here.
Okay. And I will say that we do have an audit committee meeting this coming Monday. So, you know, you can tune in. And if you have questions, send them in. Send them to me or to Carol or Grace or Mesquila, who's on this call right now.
Yep.
And, you know, we can put them to auditors and accountants.
Okay. There's two other people that haven't spoken on this motion yet, Dwayne and myself. But first, before Eileen leaves, I want to know, if, would anybody like to ask her a question?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Eileen, in your professional opinion, do you think it's possible to come up with a comprehensive strategic recovery plan without any financial reports?
No, it's very difficult if you don't know what your starting point is. Once you have your starting point, you can move forward.
Thank you.
But I think we're getting there. It's, you know, I think we'll have it pretty soon.
Grace, I have a question for Eileen.
Go ahead, Grace.
Mansoor has a question too.
Okay.
Mansoor has a question.
Okay.
Okay. In our February, in our, may I have the floor, Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. In our February 18th audit committee meeting, our auditor said that they were reallocating the staff that were going to be working on the audit to other projects because they had not received sufficient responses to their requests for information. So therefore, the audit work by the auditor was suspended at that time. Eileen, do you know if the auditors have resumed work on the 2017 audit, or are they still working? Is it still suspended? Is the work still suspended until they get more?
As far as I know,
stations.
Yes. As far as I know, it's still suspended, but, you know, every time we hear from George from an ETA or from Scott, the auditor, you know, they've been getting stuff trickling in, but it doesn't make sense for them to assign somebody to spend like 2 hours on our audit to deal with whatever's come in. You know, they'd rather have like the whole bundle in their hands and then they could just go shoom, plow through it and be done with it, you know. Sort of attack it all at once. So I'm going to, I don't know for sure, but I think I can guess with, you know, pretty securely that they are still just waiting for stuff.
Thank
but
you.
I plan on talking to Scott tomorrow, and like I said, we'll have a meeting Monday and find out more.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mansoor,
you had a question?
Yes. What's the update on the business managers for the couple of radio stations?
As far as I know, which isn't a whole lot, but I know that NETA is already working with WPFW. It happens that I was over there yesterday, and, you know, I saw our person, Annette, there with her scanner, and she's been sending stuff to them. I'm not sure, you'll have to ask somebody from WBAI what their situation is there. Sorry, I don't have more. Maybe somebody on the Finance Committee knows more about that.
Oh, I am on the Finance Committee as well. Is there a possibility to get a report from you guys on a regular basis?
From the Audit Committee?
Weeks? Yeah, or... Yeah.
Well,
like
we have a meeting... Or maybe after our meetings, which tend to be every 2 weeks. Occasionally, it's gone to 3 weeks on occasion. But I think we can coordinate with Maxie because for those of you who don't know, well, Maxie can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think every Monday Maxie meets with Wondren in the national office and the NETA people. I'm not sure if the auditors are in on that one.
They are.
To kind of put, thanks, okay, to, you know, get together and figure out what's going on and what needs to be brought up in their Wednesday meetings, which includes all the business managers and I think some general managers. But why am I talking about this when Maxie can tell you better than I can?
No, you're doing well.
You know, maybe Maxie and I can coordinate a little bit on keeping other people on the rest of you updated. And I also wonder if the Finance Committee Chair, who is that now? I've lost track. Is that Alex? Alex, are you the finance?
No, it's Chris. Chris from KPFA.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know Chris, but, you know, maybe we should coordinate a little bit.
Yes, Corey.
Okay, I'm going to stop here because I'm just speculating, but we could think about that next if you want to. I think that we're up about 6 minutes ago. Thank you.
Okay, now I heard Tony also wanted to ask Eileen something, but I don't know. I don't see him on here, so I don't know. Maybe he's patched in.
Tony Leon?
Is Mafila, is he there patched in with you? No, I don't see him. Okay, I don't know who that third person was that asked for the floor. Okay, no, well, somebody asked for the floor. I thought I heard Tony.
Dwayne Rocket asking for the floor.
Okay, Dwayne, did you have a question for Eileen, yes, or did you want to speak to the motion?
The question, and I want to speak to the motion.
Okay, why don't you do both now? So,
how much time should we give him then? That's two things.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Well, no, not at all. I want to ask my question, then I want my 90 seconds, as everyone else has had.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. My question is to the chair of the audit committee. As respect to KPFT, have you found that KPFT, through its business manager, have filed the proper documentation and have kept up with the necessary documentation for the audit committee to at least say that KPFT has been in compliance with what the audit committee needs?
I have not heard specifically that, but I have not heard that they haven't. I understand that the person at KPFT is an experienced and trained person. So I haven't heard any problems on that side of things.
My question is, based on the fact that this person has been at KPFT for a long tenure time, has a master's degree in finance, I'm asking you specifically as the finance chair, as the audit chair, have you found that KPFT has been in compliance and have been able to address and provide the documentation for maybe the job relative to KPFT?
You're fading away. But I haven't heard anything to the contrary. Dwayne, so
Maxie can help answer that, by the way.
Okay.
Three, because I want a specific answer, yes or no, with respect to the fire station. Is KPFT an example?
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. Let Maxie answer.
My answer is not going to satisfy Dwayne, and unfortunately, because the way those meetings are conducted, it is made very clear to us at all phases that every station is an issue. So it's not one station that's been isolated as a problem child or one that's been noted to have their stuff in order. Every station in the Pacifica lineup has been a problem with respect to data collection, despite the best efforts of those doing the work. The second thing I'll say, again, that won't satisfy Dwayne, unfortunately, but I think it's fair to those involved to say is that there's never a point we're meeting where the business managers are provided a list until just recently from the auditors, a checklist of the things that are being requested of them. In other words, when NIDA has been dealing with the business managers for all this time, the business managers have never had a clear understanding of what has been turned in, what percentage of material has been turned in, and how successful they are towards getting to the conclusion of the process. It has been an issue that has been brought up on numerous occasions by Wandrin and myself as a sticking point for the business managers. It still has not been addressed, I would say, satisfactory until, like I said recently, when the auditors finally gave a checklist.
Can I just say one thing there? That checklist has been out since, September.
Right.
If not sooner, the BBC list.
No, I'm not talking about the audit. Well, I did say it. You're right. What I'm talking about is there's a roster of documents. Maybe I'm speaking beyond the audit. I am, actually. There's a roster of documents that NIDA has been requesting. And those documents, there's never been a checklist for the business managers to comply. I think that's answering in many respects beyond what maybe Duane's asking, but it will give you a picture of the problem.
What I was asking, but I'd like the chair to reclaim the time so I can have the 90 seconds that I've been doing afforded by others. The question wasn't answered.
Yes, Duane. One second, Duane. Okay, thank you, Eileen.
Duane,
I don't want to hold you up any longer, but pardon me?
Duane had 90 seconds on that question, but you can give him more.
Okay. I'll give him 90 seconds to address the motion. Go ahead, Duane.
Thank you for being fair. First off, let me point out that micromanaging, Maxie Jackson has been micro. He has not only been micromanaged, he's been told what to do by this majority board. So let's be clear about that. Whether he realizes it or not, he has no independence. In fact, he said things in public that he knew wasn't right to do, but he was forced to do it. Now, secondly, with respect to the comment made about the silence thing, Trump likes to silence his detractors as well. So I think that concept is strikingly consistent with this majority board about liking to close folk down and shut folk down.
Duane, one second. We're not allowed. No questioning the motives of people, please. Robert's rules of order.
I'm simply stating what is going on. That's not questioning anybody. That's saying what I've seen. I've been on this Mack truck, so I'm making an observation with respect to this motion that's been put forth. And this motion is nothing but a smoke cloud. And with respect to, just like someone said, we should review and we should consider and we should have time to discuss a report that took 3 to 8 months to do with respect to COI, we need to take time with this particular motion that's just been brought on us. So let's be consistent. Those who have been around this foundation and on this board for more than 10 years, take some responsibility for this mess that you've created. None of you will take responsibility, including one of the previous speakers who was the IED and didn't do any audit. So let's just be honest with yourselves, and then maybe you can work us out of this morass. But you all, who have had control of this foundation, have created this mess, and you want to blame other people about it.
Thank you, Duane. Time. Okay.
Also, now it's time for the item. We've got 8 minutes left before the time up is for the item.
Okay. All right. I haven't had a chance to speak on this yet, so I'm going to speak on it. Okay. So what I see this motion is basically asking Maxie to prioritize getting the audits done and reporting on what's holding them up and what's being done to help them, to help get over whatever is holding them up. And it's also asking to see what our preliminary draft budget is, what our expenses are and what our income is, what's our expected expenses and what's our expected income, and do we have enough expected income to cover our expected expenses, and it'd be so we can get an idea of where we are, and then also to just be careful with the money.
30 seconds.
It doesn't say don't spend any money. It just says to be careful with it. And I think we can certainly see that he is not been any way exorbitant. And it also asks for the detailed budget from the national office. And it says as soon as possible because it would be good to be able to see that. Thank you. I think that there are things that people are already working on, and
we can just tell Maxie these things. I don't know if we need a motion on it, but there's people that have concerns and think that that something should be added to it. Is there anybody that has any amendments for this or any other concerns about this motion?
May I be recognized?
I heard Maskila and then Carol. Go ahead, Maskila.
Yes. I would like to table this motion. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're a little bit light.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that probably the I shouldn't speak to all intentions, but the intentions are probably good. But I don't think it's time, this is the particular time, to give Maxie a 15-day time frame in order to produce a report that requires so much information from so many places that really can't give that information. You know what I mean? So I really think that we need to table this motion for another time, and we can set a time that is not 15 days from now, but another time that allows us to really get the information that we need, you know, to really get it from NIDA, from all the places that we need. But I don't think that 15 days is fair. So I would like to, I move to table this motion.
Is there a second?
Can I get a second, please? Can I get a second?
Joseph, will second it.
Okay. all right. So, Mr. Tatum, do we allow discussion on tabling? I think you need to postpone it until a particular time, Maskila.
Okay. I do. Let me ask Maxie, a time that you think would be fair for you?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to what I've been articulating, and that is that NIDA themselves have said that it would be irresponsible to provide a financial report until they're able to do it with confidence. And they are looking at late March, early April. I take it a step further and say that so much of what's written in this, I'm already doing. I mean, I visited all the stations. I speak to the business managers every week. I'm dealing with NIDA at least two or three times a week. I'm working with Wandrin on a daily basis trying to resolve these matters. So to say that it needs to be a first priority is redundant to the activity that we're already engaged in. I've laid a strategic plan or a vision statement, I should say, for the organization. So I think it's pretty clear the things I'm trying to do to move us forward. And I've moved forward on memberships that I know will allow us to generate revenues in ways that we need to be more productive in. So to me, you know, I agree with you that the intent of this is good. I think it is redundant in the sense that so much of this is already being done. It gives the implication that if not for the board, we wouldn't be doing this work. If it weren't for the person who put this forward, we'd be spending money all over the place, and we've not done that. We've been extremely careful with the way that we allocate our, you know, how we spend money. And, you know, my biggest fear with this, the way this is written, it's more to do with the paragraph dealing with it's the one that starts, furthermore, although the PNB is pleased, the ED is eager to try new avenues to improve Pacific and its listenership and revenues. They request that the ED be extremely circumvent and all that. I just think that it's important for us to be patient, and as so many people have said, recognize that these are not new issues, and they're certainly not issues that I brought upon the organization or anybody working in the national office brought upon this organization. We're trying our best to resolve this in a way that makes sense in terms of reliability. Because, yeah, we could have given you numbers a long time ago,
but they'd be as unreliable as what we're doing currently, and that's operating blind. So, you know, I'm sorry, I'm so long-winded on this, but I did put a request out, I think some of you know, to the business managers for updates on cash flow and the pledge drives. I'm going to submit that report to this group probably as early as tomorrow or no later than Monday. I don't know how much clarity you're going to get from that because it's just a snapshot. It doesn't have fiscal year 17 or 18 underpinnings behind it. But if people need reports, you can get them. I don't know how reliable the information is and what you can really do with it other than say we're broke. So good luck with that. And, you know, like I said, I work with whatever I'm dealt. I've done work with austerity measures before and managed very well. And I have no doubt I can do that with Pacifica as well.
This is Matt.
Still request information.
Can you recognize Bora to come back to my statement because I asked a question and Maxie answered it. And so I was going to ask that this motion be tabled.
Yes, go ahead.
Can we have a mid-April meeting or end of April?
You know, I announced you. Now, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I would ask to table this motion until mid to end of April when we should have more data from NIDA and other sources.
Bill, request information.
Okay, Bill, what's your request for information?
Well, I was going to ask Maxie, you know, can we find out more about what's going on with the audits and why they're being held up and what's being done about that?
You know, Bill,
I
give that
answer. Right now.
Okay, well, we need to deal with tabling this motion until mid-April. Is there a second?
William seconds.
Okay. Is there objection?
Yes.
Yes, this is Grace. I object.
Okay. Can we please take a vote on that? And then somebody might want to suggest splitting and putting just the most, what information do you, you know, want? I mean, if this doesn't get tabled. Okay. Take the vote, please.
Okay, it's vote to table. Grace Aaron?
No.
Until mid-April.
Until mid-April, okay. Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander, not on the call. Gary Bose, not on the call. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier passes. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Catherine passes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
Yeah.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer.
No to tabling.
Dwayne votes no. Tony Leon. Andrew Tony. Mansoor Sabah? Andrew Mansoor. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Yes. Yeah.
Muscular votes yes. Let's see, going back. Jonathan Alexander, I guess he's not on the call, or Gary Bost. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay, Chris votes no. Bill votes no. Bill Crozier. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine Davis votes no. Jen Goodman?
I already voted, didn't I?
No, I didn't hear you.
Oh, this is the motion to table?
Correct.
Yeah, I vote no.
Jen votes no. Tony Leon, didn't hear you. Didn't hear Mansoor Sabah.
Oh, I'm here. I'll vote no. Thank you.
Your vote's no. Okay. Let me count. We have a 6 yes. No. Gary, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, 6 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion to table fails. And
Madam Chair.
Yes, Carol.
May I have the floor?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I forgot to give you the floor before when you're asking for it.
That's okay. I would like to make a substitute motion that we have I'll send it in a minute, but that we remove that the draft budget be by March 15th, but rather 10 days after the NEDA reports come out. And I'm going to send that in a moment. And I don't know if I have a second.
There a second?
Bill, I'll second it.
Okay. So it's going to read in the paragraph, it's the second, therefore, be it resolved that the executive director create preliminary draft budget of newer and proposed expenses. By March, 10 days after the NEDA information, I forget what the wording was there, becomes available. I just had a question about this. It's a budget. This says it's a budget of only certain expenses. Not a income and expense. I misspoke about what this was. It's not all our expenses and all our income that's expected. It's actually a budget for newly proposed expenses. And then the budget that shows, I'm assuming this is a plan for the budget. Sorry, I'm on mute, Grace, because... it requests National Office submit a detailed budget. You're saying an expected, not what we have spent, because we don't really have the numbers for that yet, but... This is like a budget that says this is what we expect to get and this is what we expect to spend. Is that what you want?
Jan Goodman here. May I clarify?
Nancy, can Jan speak to this? She can pose this particular wording. The revision of this motion.
Okay, go ahead, Jan.
So there are a couple of different requests
involved in this.
Dan, there is a lot of background noise. If you could go someplace a little quieter and then speak up, because you're kind of muffled too. And
okay.
The two are
now. Okay, is this better?
Yeah. A little bit louder. Maybe I'll raise your volume a little bit.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
So there are a couple of different requests here. And one of the requests that is in there, and it's maybe the first one, is asking the ED to basically give us a wish list budget of things that he wants to spend money on. Classes for the program directors or the general managers, what those would cost, development costs, whatever, like new things. And he doesn't need to have, it's not based on numbers that we have. It's like, okay, here is, if I could do this, these are the things that I'm thinking that I want to do. Greater public would have been one of those things. So that's one draft, budget it doesn't include all the things that are already involved. It's talking about new things. And then later, then another thing they were asking for is, a regular detailed budget. And that, of course, is something that has to be done, based somewhat on the facts of what we're spending, what we have spent. So those are two separate things. Does that answer your question? Because can be done without reference to whatever NIDA, whatever numbers there are. These are the things that Maxie would like to do, things that, are important to do so that we can. This is not micromanaging. It's talking about, okay, if we're going to be hiring development directors, that's a, I think it's a normal kind of thing to do in most places.
Do you also want him to give you a time frame of when he was expecting to do those expenditures? Not everything that he's planning is going to happen all at once, and I'm sure
that would be great.
He would not do it unless we had the money for it. But you want to know how much it's going to cost, and so. See, so that you'll know when will we have the money to do that. Go ahead, Max.
This is an important point and one of the reasons why I have an issue with this motion. You all may recall that when we first discussed membership in greater public, I brought it to the board, actually. And I think I brought it to the Strategic Planning Committee. And because in the proposal was the word underwriting, even though that's one of many services greater public presents, there were members of the PMZ committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, who were dead set against membership because of that factor alone. So I looked at it and I said, I don't really have to bring this to the board. I can go straight to the station to figure out whether they think they can afford it. And we can move on to this because it's an operational matter. It's not a policy matter, and it doesn't involve fiduciary responsibility in the pure sense. This is a operational matter in terms of, an opportunity for professional development, best practices, all the things I've been preaching. And so I took it to the station. They unanimously, across the board, said this was the most important investment that they could make. And so therefore asked if we could proceed and ask me to go ahead and broker the group buy and so forth. My fear with this board is too many times decisions are made, whether it be in committee or at the national level, because of politics or out of a lack of information, despite all that is presented to them. Decisions are still not made because of people making informed decisions. And so what my fear arises from this motion, this notion that I'm supposed to present all of my forward-thinking ideas and the budgetary, all the scenarios that play out in terms of how that might impact the budget, is that it's hard to explain to this board at times things that are in its best interest because of the politic involved. And I think, and I may not be explaining this as well as I would like to, but my point to you is simple, and that is there are certain matters that I think are operational, that if the stations can afford to do it or feel like they can afford to do it,
that's
it's worth the investment, that we should allow them to, I should be allowed
okay.
to proceed
Thank
in
you,
that
Bill.
Direction. And my fear is that aspect of this proposal allows the board to, as you put in there earlier, micromanage in a way that I think can be detrimental. Because, again, decisions aren't always made because they're informed. I'll leave it at that.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to motivate my amendment.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to say that this is I don't think that a draft can be made without the net expenses. I hear what Maxi and Muscula and others say about getting the baseline before there's projections on this, so that's why I did that. And as we all know, budgets are political documents, and I think the vision can be expressed in the budget once there's an understanding of where we are. And I think it's important that we go forward with this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Jack?
Go ahead, Grace.
Jack? Okay, I don't know how the other stations work, but an off-budget item such as the greater public subscription has to go from our GM has to propose it to our finance committee, then it has to be approved by the finance committee and the local station board before it's allowed in the budget. We don't allow off-budget spending, and if the spending of whatever it is, and in this case, WPFW, WBAI, and KPFT are not able at this point to pay their central services. So the extra spending that Maxi, I believe, is contemplating is going to be paid for by KPFA and KPFK. Now, general managers will, in a sense, rubber stamp many things that a new executive director wants because they want to please the executive director. It's the role of the board to make sure that budgets are adhered to, that they're applied to. I'm not so worried about the greater public, but what I've heard from what Maxi has said in other committee meetings, I believe he wants to have special training that's going to be more expensive. Then there's a program
director.
There's
no additional cost for that.
Okay, well, what we're asking for, what Jan is asking for, is a list, your wish list of things that you want to spend money on.
30 seconds.
There is a budgeting process. That's a best practice, Maxi. You don't just go bypass the budget process if you want to comply with best practices. It's in the bylaws, the budget process.
I'm clear about that, but let you know that in every place I've ever worked, there's always been a discretionary fund built into the budget so that you can have an opportunity for variance in the course of the year to apply to things like this that give you an advantage as an operation, a media operation. So
I hear you, and I don't disagree that boards should approve, local station boards should be involved. My concern is that the PNB doesn't always make informed decisions. And for me to be able to propose things that you may not get or agree with and kill it is a problem.
So it sounds like this issue may be something that should be taken up at the Finance Committee. And so I move that this motion get referred to the Finance Committee.
This is Grace. I object.
Alex on the stack.
By the way, the time for this, we're way past the time for this item, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right. Thank you. Grace, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I object to referring this to the Finance Committee. I think we have
okay.
The motion up, the substitute and the motion itself up or down.
Madam Chair, the form can be recognized.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
The objection was premature because your motion to refer this to the Finance Committee didn't receive a second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and also my suggestion also may have been premature because we were in the middle of Carol's substitute motion, which she just motivated. And I guess not. Okay.
No, Madam Chair, Parliamentarian again.
Yes.
Your motion was not premature because when you refer something to a committee, the amendment goes along with it. The substitute goes along with it. Thank you.
I see. All right. So is there a second to my motion to refer it to committee, to Finance Committee? Oh, do I have everybody muted? I'm sorry. I have everybody. I'm so sorry. I need a, like, a group meeting or...
People not speaking need to mute themselves.
Okay.
No, Jan, you're at the party.
I'm sorry. Is there a second to my motion to refer this to committee?
Yes,
that's
a second in the motion.
Okay. All right, thank you. And there is an objection from Grace. Is this debatable, Mr. Tatum? I forget.
This is Counselor.
Yes.
May I be recognized?
Yes, it is. It is debatable.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Catherine.
I'm not sure, but I would like to extend time on this discussion if we haven't, because I seem to remember Carol saying we're out of time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How would you like to extend for?
I don't know. 10 minutes.
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, we're extending for 10 minutes. Thank you, Catherine.
May I be recognized for just a moment?
Yes. Go ahead.
I had tried to get on the stack several times but couldn't because of the...
I'm sorry. I had everybody muted. Thank you for...
And so it may not be the best solution for everything. So I have some confusion about this discussion in terms of the expenses of forget the name of the company now, the training and stuff. Does anybody know if are there absolutely no additional expenses?
Greater Public?
Mm-hmm.
Maxie, can you answer that question?
Yes. The only additional expenses with respect to the Greater Public membership is if our general managers or business managers or development officers want to attend the conference that they put on every year. But in terms of the onboarding, the webinars, the materials that are offered at their website, the training, the one-on-one consultation, all of that is part of our membership. And it's built into it, and we got a group buy and a hell of a discount. And there's no additional cost except, like I said, going to the conference if folks chose to do so.